Welcome to Life Changing Insights with Diana Renkoff, brought to you live from the Virtual Tone Studios in Houston, Texas, by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Diana Renkoff.
Welcome to the show. This is Diana, and you know, today is a bittersweet day. This is the last show for a while of Life Changing Insights, and I have a lot to talk about, and I have a couple of guests with us today, and so you'll want to hang in there with us because we have a lot to cover. You know, during this time, this last year, I've tried to introduce you to a holistic approach to the mind-body-spirit alternative world that's out there. And today, I was watching the inaugural swearing-in ceremony, and it made me so proud to be American. There's so much history, but yet we stand as a divided nation, and then we are one. We're divided on how we move forward. There's such issues as immigration, climate control, gay rights, equal pay. But I started to think that that's no different than what's going on in the world of alternatives, that for so long, the pharmaceuticals have really been, and the medical society have really been pushing out alternatives, whereas a couple hundred years ago, we really were dealing only with alternative medicine, Chinese acupuncturists, which has been around 5,000 years, and all of the things that are reemerging have been around since the beginning of time or much longer than Western medicine, and yet they're trying to make a comeback. And so how do we move forward? Is it traditional psychology or is it transpersonal psychology? You know, it is upon us to find out the information for each of us and figure out what's right for us. You know, one of the things is let's stop complaining and really get in there and be part of the solution. Alternatives, what I wanted you to know out of this show, and that we have choice. There are so many different alternatives out there. There's so many different viewpoints. There's so many different approaches, so many different practitioners, but that we have to have an open mind, an open heart. And my goal through this last year has been to present the experts, to present different points of view that are available to you so that you might make the choice that's right for you. I want to remind you that anytime all of the shows that have been throughout the year are archived and you can go back and listen to any of them. I also want to remind you that you can call in today if you have any questions at 347-989-1363. And please, you know, send us an email. Send us, we're up on Facebook right now, so let us know what you think or what you've thought of the show throughout this last year. I have a couple of special guests. First, I'd like to bring on Jen Young. Jen has been helping people discover their higher self for over 15 years. She uses several different things, numerology, astrology, and her angel work, and she helps guide people in their life purpose, their life directions, to really understand their gifts and their challenges. And so welcome to the show, Jen.
Hi, Diana. Thanks so much. It's my pleasure.
Well, I want to tell everyone that they need to sign up immediately on your Facebook page because there is nothing more fun than every day I get the number for the day, and I love it. So will you explain the number of the day real quick for us?
Sure. It's in numerology, numbers are everywhere, and I love the number of the day because it's the actual date, and it's for everyone on the planet, and I give the number, and that's the vibration of the day, and each number represents different actions. Like an 8-day represents business, you know, a 3-day represents creativity, a 2-day represents relationships. So if you know what the underlying vibration of the day is, it just gives you a bit of a foundation, a base for the rest of your day. And so then, you know, somebody upsets you on a number 2 day, say your mother-in-law calls you and you really want to freak out, then you just have to remind yourself, no, it's a 2 day. It's all about harmony and relationships, peaceful relationships, you know, that kind of thing. So silly things like that that come up where if you didn't know what the number of the day was, you might not be as aware or pay attention, and you can miss an opportunity, that kind of thing, Diana. And I love that just a little bit of added information to make your day go smooth and for you to live, you know, up to your highest potential.
So what day are we today? What's the number for today?
We are a 3. And in numerology, we reduce everything, most everything. So today is the 21st, so we take the 2 plus the 1, add them together, and that's a 3. We want to get to a single digit. So anybody can do this for themselves, but on my Facebook page, I do it for you. I put up a nice visual that gives you instant visual feeling for the day, and then I just put my own thoughts into it using numerology. So today is a 3 day. It's all about creative self-expression. It's about expressing yourself. 3s are all about communication. So like a radio show or this type of thing is great to listen to, great to be on. Creative self-expression. So today, say anybody in whatever job they have, it's an important day to get your ideas across from your own, you know, inspirational, you know, well. It's from, you know, something that is yours, that is that you created or you want to come out. It's important to speak up on a day like this. So if you have a great idea, today is the day to express it. So that's what I love about numerology, just little things like that. It's also a day of groups and social groups, you know, any type of group. So any of those activities are encouraged, like if you're going to do something with a group of people, you're going to have a family get together, that kind of thing. So I can go on and on, but that is the number of the day for today.
Well, I encourage everyone to sign up on your Facebook page because it is so fun. I love looking at it every day, and it is it's inspiring.
Thank you so much. And do you want the shall I put the address out there?
Yes, please.
Okay. It's facebook.com, and then you do a /, and then it's Jen Young Intuitive. So that'll take you to my page, and if you like the page, click the like button, then you automatically are in the news feed, and you'll get the number of the day. So thanks for that, Diane. I just love that. And for me, that's just something I think that is just as important as meditating, you know, as looking at your horoscope, that kind of thing. And it, to me, it seems even feels even more accurate than that.
I love it. So I would like to hear your comments because as you look at astrology and numerology, and we have just sworn in another president, and we have 4 more years of what there has been so much that has gone on in Washington, and it feels like it is, it feels like mud. You just can't quite get out of it.
Yeah.
Yet all of us are very hopeful that the politicians will come together and that there will be new vantage points to look at the old ideas. And I think that's so much what I'm saying here on the show. You know, we really need to change our perspective, change our way of thinking. And so when we look at the world year, what can you tell us about the world year?
Well, and I think it all plays into what's happening. Last year was a year, it's a 5 year. 2012 adds up to number 5, and that's all about change, upheaval, chaos, breaking away from the old, you know, going in a new and different direction, which we saw a lot of that happening. And there's a couple things going on. In numerology, the 2013 is the number 6 year. And also in astrology, we're going through a phase of about 2.5 years starting in October where there's a transparency that's happening where all the ugliness that has been hiding and the things that are not truthful are all coming to light. So there's going to be, I believe, another couple years of a lot of this, a lot of the darkness sort of coming out into the light for people to see what's really happening so change can be made. So that's a good thing. And I won't get into explaining that, but the planets are in a certain situation for the next 2.5 years where this is going to happen. So there's going to be a transparency. Also, a 6 year. 6 is all about family, home, nurturing your loved ones. So the world being in a 6 year, the focus is going to shift from big, huge changes and chaos to more a look into your family, your close relationships, your home, The number six is the ultimate nurturer in all of the numbers. So if you're a number six personality, you're someone who loves to help and nurture and someone who wants to make the world a better place through relationships. And so I feel that 2013 is definitely a year where that is going to be more in the forefront than other activities. And really, when it comes down to it, you know, what we're like politically, it's like everybody's been so focused on what they don't want. So they're perpetuating more of what they don't want, like what you focus on, you know, grows. And, you know,
right.
Instead of looking at the problem, you know, all the time and harping on the problem, you know, no one's focused on the solution. So I feel that 2013 with the number six is going to bring in the solution. Let's focus on the solution rather than the problem. The problem's there. It always has been. It might always still be there, but let's focus everyone together on the solution. And I think that's what we're missing. And I think there's this, there's got to be an integration of, like you were saying, with the holistic and the Western medicine approach to healing and health, integrity is good too, but definitely an integration of all the different ideas and modalities and cultures and religions and political views, you know, to focus on what's going to work and what's the, you know, where's the solution, let's look towards the solution. So with the sixth year, that it six also represents responsibilities. Responsibilities in the home, responsibility to yourself, and responsibility in the workplace, where I feel that that's going to be more, that's the vibration that is what we're feeling now, and we're going to be focused more on that. So that's the number six sort of underlying energy of the year for 2013, Diana.
Well, then there's some hope that that we might have some more cooperation.
Yes, I definitely think that kind of energy is a more of a warm-hearted, kind energy, and energy that's focused on nurturing rather than, you know, chaos like last year and sort of tearing down boundaries. Now we're working on, you know, repairing relationships, repairing things, making things better. And really the focus on the family and the home, focusing on your loved ones, you know, more so than what's going on outside of you, because really, you know, we only can really affect our own world, you know, and as we each focus on our own world, well then, of course, that's the basis for world change and world peace, in my opinion anyway.
So. Well, I agree. And one of the things that you mentioned, and I think that it's important to bring up, because I think it's one of the number one principles in alternatives, is whatever you focus on becomes your reality. And
absolutely,
you just mentioned
yep.
that. And so as we continue to say there's a problem out there, well, that's exactly what you get back. The more you focus on the problem, the more the problem becomes bigger. And it is where we put our attention, because what happens is when we focus on the negative, it becomes our reality. And that is what I work with people so often in changing their beliefs. So,
absolutely, yes. And that definitely, right there, it's the crux of the problem and it's the crux of the solution. And I do think when I have clients, you know, and we're talking, you know, yes, we discuss what the problem is, but our main discussion is not on moaning about it. It's on, okay, this is here, this is what we're dealing with, how can we move forward and how can we either fix it or how can we move past it? And that's like, to me, that just seems like that's got to be more of a focus in every area of life.
Right. Instead of making your comments on Facebook, write to your Congress, you know, your
yes.
legislators, your governor, and find out, read a newspaper instead of reading everything that's on Facebook and reposting it. Get some facts.
I
just really feel that we feel that a lot of people feel so helpless, and it's time to move to the solution. When I think of alternatives, and you certainly have been in the alternative world for a while, you know, alternatives have been around since the beginning of time. We had wise intuitives, psychics, We had people who did astrology and numerology since the beginning of time. And yet we see these as new practices versus wise wisdom from the past. What is your thoughts on that?
Well, I agree. And I do feel that we are where we are supposed to be as a world. I feel like this place we call planet Earth and this life we're in, we're here to transform negative or darkness into light. And so all this that's going on, I know this is really broad, but our job as humans is to partake in the transformation. And it's really exciting. We have obviously a lot of opportunity to transfer negative into positive. But it's like every day we are confronted with choices to make. And how do we do this? Do we complain about somebody? Do we spread gossip, or with the government, do we just moan about it and just accept what people are saying as facts? Or do we actually dive into it, like you say, get the facts? I mean, really, we are our government. And that's what people are forgetting. It's a them versus us thing with the mentality, and it's absolutely inaccurate, And so as far as being active, you don't have to be some crazy activist, running around with a sign and, getting arrested. It's in your everyday life where you can be an activist. And I say this to myself as well, Diana, because much of the time politically I've been very, taken a back seat because I think I can do nothing. But things are really changing for me now. And I think for all of us.
Yeah, well, I think, something like the radio show for me has been my avenue to share with others that there are alternatives out there and to get people good information. So
Absolutely. We're
going to need to take a commercial break. And when we come back, do you have something to teach us? So we'll be right back after this commercial break.
Are you concerned about your job, your career, or your future? When you become CARE certified in the workplace, these concerns will be eliminated while your career soars in the process. Up until now, CARE certification was only available through company-sponsored seminars, but now you can become CARE certified in the workplace on your own time. Order Module 1 today and begin the transformation. There's unlimited opportunity in the workplace today, provided you have the right strategy. Becoming CARE certified is the right strategy. For more information and to order, go to charliespeaking.com.
Tune in to KKHT 100.7 and listen to Ken Marsh, award-winning author, international keynote speaker, and host of The Word on Fearless Networking, a show about putting Christian networking principles into action, airing Monday through Friday, 7 to 7:15 p.m. on KKHT 100.7, The Word. In the rhythm of life? Are you ebbing and flowing with change? What prevents you from becoming everything you want to be? Diana Rinkhoff offers a compelling approach to traditional psychology by working with clients to understand and change their belief systems as a catalyst to personal and professional transformation. She will give you tools, insights, and guidance to change beliefs that may be holding you hostage. What limiting beliefs are holding you back from achieving all that you desire in life? Find out more about Diana and how she can help you at dianarankoff.com. Change your beliefs and change your life. Tune in on Mondays at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time to Life-Changing Insights with Diana Rinkhoff on the Tough Talk Radio Network at toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Welcome back. We're here with Jen Young, and we're also doing the final show. And so Jen, who is an intuitive, she works with numerology, astrology, and angel cards to help her clients have insight into their lives. And you're going to give us some insight into an exercise that can be really helpful for us. Is that right, Jen?
I am. And since we're talking about, the year, being a sixth year for the world and also it being January, into a new year, 2013, I thought it would be fun for everyone who's listening to be able to figure out their own personal year. Just because it's a world year doesn't mean it does affect everyone, but there's an added layer. Every person has their own personal year they're in. And the cycles of the years that we're in go from 1 to 9. So we always have 1 to 9-year cycles, 1 being the beginning, 9 being the end of a cycle. And that's because in numerology we reduce everything to a single digit. So when we get to the year 10, of course, 1 plus 0 is 1. We get to the year 11, 1 and 1 is 2. So hopefully that makes sense for everyone. And if it doesn't, it doesn't matter. So wherever you are in your 1 to 9-year cycle is very insightful. It's very telling. And you can actually look into the years ahead and see where you're going, where not exactly as a psychic prediction, it's more of what the energy of the year is and how you can work with that energy for your maximal potential. And you can also go back in numerology the couple of years before, and you can kind of see how those numbers did affect your life. So shall I, Diane, I'm ready to give everybody the way to figure this out. Would that be good to do right now?
That sounds good.
Okay.
That sounds
good. All right, excellent. All right, so everyone, we need a pen and a paper. If you're good at math, you can do this in your head. But all we need is the day of birth and the month of birth. You add those two numbers together, and that number you add to 6. And we're adding it to the number 6 because 2013 is a world year of 6. So this is how we find out your personal number. So I'm born on October 26th. So I take 10 for October and 26 for the day I'm born. And that's 36. And then I add 36 to the world year and 36 to 6. Oh, God, help me with math. 36 to plus 6 is
42.
Oh, wait, say that again.
42, isn't it?
42, exactly, exactly. My brain just froze there. So that 42 is... that's the number that I want to reduce to a single digit now. And I'm going to take the 4 and the 2 and add them together, and I get a 6. So I personally am in a 6-year. I kind of go along with the world. It just happens to be that my numbers are that. So the world is in a 6-year, and I am in a 6-year. And, Diana, did we figure out what year you're in?
I am 6 plus 6 plus 6 is 18 equals 3. I'm in a 3-year.
So 6 plus 6 plus 6 is 18.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute.
1 and 8. Oh, sorry. 1 and 8 1 and 8 is 9. I'm in a 9-year.
Oh, my gosh. So this is perfect because a 9-year is the end of your cycle, Diana. And that's really great because this is the year where you're letting go of anything that either no longer serves you or you're not doing anymore. You're moving on. And it's kind of appropriate because you're moving on from this radio show to other things. And so this is the perfect year for ending. And they say many times in a 9-year, it can be a little bit painful, a little bit sad, because you are moving on, you are making changes, and you are letting go. So isn't that interesting?
Yes, it is, because that's exactly how I'm feeling. I love the radio show, but it does take a lot of time, and it's time for me to move on to a few other things, actually, that I have found out by having the radio show. So I'm trying some new things that I learned here on my own show.
That's brilliant. That's excellent. Now, would you like me, what I think I'll do now, so if everybody's got that figured out, I'm going to go and describe the years. Do you think is that appropriate for the time
Right,
that we
and
have?
Then we have a question. We have someone calling in. As soon as you get finished with that, we'll take the caller.
All right, then. So I'll move forward then. So if you've added up your birthday, your birth month, and added that number to the number 6, because the number 6 is the world year for 2013, and reduced that number to a single digit. And if you got a 1, that means you're in a 1-year. That's the beginning of a cycle. So this is a very important year to be extremely diligent on focusing on only what it is that you want, because you are planting the seeds for the next 9 years. So if there's something new that you're starting, it's got to be something that you're really interested in. It comes from the heart. You don't want to do any compromising in a 1-year. It's got to be right. So it's a year to be quite selfish in a good way. It's a year to be very focused and dedicated, not to give up, and to put all your effort and energy into this new thing that you're doing. Now, if you're in a 2-year, that's the year for relationships. The 2-year can either be extremely harmonious in relationships, which is great. You can have a really nice inward year where you're not focusing so much on the outside world. You're focusing more on your intimate relationships. But it's also the number 2 in the tarot deck. It's 2 means choices. So we might have a lot of choices or a choice to be made in a number 2-year, and that can be, it can be difficult. There's in a 2-year, you don't want to make any rash choices. You really want to consult your head, consult your heart before you make any big choices. So either it's really laid back or it could be a bit stressful with the choices. As number 3-year is really kind of exciting. The number 3 is all about, it's like today. The number three is creative self-expression. It's about communication. But the three is about exploring your options. So if you're like looking for a new job or a new direction in life, it's a great year to just do that. Explore your options. Try a little bit of this, try a little bit of that. Really put yourself out there, not perhaps to make any huge decisions in a 3 year, but it's a year where the energy supports this kind of seeking information, doing research, meeting new people. It's definitely a year to put yourself out there. Now we move into the 4 year, and the 4 year is all about building a firm foundation. It's all about working really hard, being diligent. It's not an outward year as far as socializing. 3 is all about socializing, but 4 is all about hard work, dedication, nose to the grindstone, making your list and ticking them off, not getting discouraged, plowing through everything you do, you know, with loads of integrity, with the intent on building this strong foundation, which you are going to be grateful for, because after the 4 year, we move into the 5 year, and that's what we had last year, 2012. And for many of you, and many of my clients and friends, we've experienced a lot of change, a lot of discord, a lot of chaos, I mean, a lot of great things as well. But it is a year where you want to be really very strong in your foundation. We're talking mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally. So number 4 year is the year to really take care of yourself and build that. And the 5 year comes huge opportunities, huge change. 5 years to put yourself out there. If you're looking for a job or starting something new, it's a year, as far as business, it's a great year to get your resume all done up and just to put yourself out there. Do not sit on the couch, you know, watch TV all day. It's so a year to be active and take action. Take a leap of faith sometimes. In a 5 year, you have to act before all the facts are in, but the rewards could be incredible. So we move out of this crazy scattered 5 year with lots of opportunities and excitement, but also it can be very draining. And we move into a 6 year. And this is the world year that we're in now. So the 6 year is all about home, family, close relationships, about nurturing others and nurturing the self. We often forget about that. It's a year where you want to focus on your home, any repairs on your home. If there's any leaks or anything that is, a red flag, that this is a year to really focus on it and get it taken care of. Also, the 6 year, you know, being about the home, it could be a change in occupancy. It could be a change in location. So consider that in a 6 year and redecorating anything to do with the home. And also any of the inhabitants in the home. I mean, it could be marriage, divorce, it could be babies being born, it could be death, many things, everything that has to do with close relationships in the home. And then we move into the 7 year, and the 7 year is a year of going completely inward. And if anybody is interested in meditating and learning about themselves, you know, and really gaining knowledge about their own selves and their life purpose, this is the year to do it. The 7 is also a mind number where studying is extremely supported in a 7 year. So if you're going to go back to school, the 7 year is perfect to do that. It is not a social year. It really is a year to, the journey in a 7 year is to go inward and it's to discover what you really, really want to do, because the 8 year is the year of rapid manifestation. So like we were talking about before, Diana, you know, what you focus on grows. So your 7 year is really, you want to focus on what you really want, because in the 8 year, it will grow. So you could rapidly manifest awesome, you know, exciting things that you've been working on, and you can all, you know, manifest lack of things if you've been working on that. You know, we all have choices, like you were saying in the beginning, and we all have choices, and so whatever we focus on, it will manifest for us, and more rapidly in the 8 year. The 8 year is also a great year for business. So if anybody has anything, you know, has anything going on with business in the 8 year, it's the year to push it, to really push it and get out there. And then last but not least is our 9 year, which you are in, Diana, and that is the year of letting go. And we're talking about letting go of things, situations. It could be jobs. It could be relationships. It could be actual things in your house, cleaning your closets, cleaning your attic, cleaning your basement, really sorting out all the junk and getting all that out of your physical space, mental space, emotional space, you know, that kind of thing. So the 9 year is the year of letting go. And if there's any bad habits any of us have in a 9 year, suppose we smoke or, you know, eat, you know, really poor diet, it's so the year to get it together in that respect. So you're really clearing room and making way for all the new beginnings to come again in your number 1 year. Woo!
Wow. That was great. And I can see how this can be really helpful, because now I know what not only this year brings, but what I should be focused on for next year.
Exactly. It's great. So, it's like a roadmap. you know, it's a roadmap. You are actually, you know, making all the decisions, but it's giving you a bit of direction, that's all.
Right. Well, we have a caller. Pamela is on the line, and she has a question for you.
Okay, great.
Welcome to the show, Pamela. Hi.
Hi.
Do you have a question?
What information? Go ahead.
Do you have a question? I think we're having some difficulty.
We might have lost her.
Yes, it looks like we did. Well, Tony, our producer, will let us know when we get her back. So, yes, I can see how this is a roadmap, and it actually can also help us not only for ourselves, but I think of my children. I was doing their numbers very quickly. And so sometimes, you know, we really don't understand people and where they are, and this kind of maybe has a way of us to see things a little bit differently.
I think so, too. It gives us a perspective on what they're going through, and then with that in mind, that knowledge is power. You can actually assist them, you know, rather than maybe getting upset about things or fighting against things or resisting their behavior.
Right.
You're actually, yeah.
Right. I was just thinking my oldest daughter, she has just packed up everything, sorted out everything, and has moved to Australia. I know. And so she's a 9, and she is letting go of the past and moving forward in a relationship and, you know, taking that step. And so it's really interesting to see that she's a 9 and that's all happening in her life, because that
Absolutely.
Is a drastic moving forward.
That is
yeah.
very drastic, and that's a great example of a 9-year.
Right.
Yeah, and the energy is supporting her in that. And it was probably, you know, things came on probably pretty easy as far as, you know, do this, bang, 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 and all these things kind of fall into place, and off she goes.
Right. Yeah. Well, our caller is back. So, Pamela, welcome to the show.
Thank you. This question is for Jen. And
okay.
I'm wondering if we can ask a personal question or more of a universal question.
Well, I just go ahead and ask the question you want to ask, and then we'll take it from there.
Okay. I'm starting a company called Everything Oceans, and I'd like to know what Archangel Michael has to say about that.
So it's called Everything Oceans, and
yes.
one way that you can sort of get some information on this, other than what you already know about it, is actually finding out the number of the vibration number.
It's a
617. Oh, so you actually added up all the numbers that the letters represent, and you got 617, and you got, and so it's a 7. Well, the 7 is all about spirituality, and it's all about, you know, going inward. It's about metaphysical things. So what is this company about?
It's about helping the world save the oceans.
Well, it's perfect because it's 7 is the highest number, is the highest vibration for spirituality. And the 7 is also about truth. If you're a number 7 personality, like your life path is a number 7, you are like a human lie detector. So this will serve your business well, where you're looking and seeking truth and justice. And the number 7 is such a mind number where it promotes information and detailed information. So I love that number for your business. How do you feel about that?
I feel good about that. And the other thing I wanted to just ask about is, what is Archangel Michael's universal message to us now?
Well, for me, it's more personal. I mean, I speak with him. I speak with my avatars on a personal level. And I just feel like everyone is a universe in the universe. You know, it just seems like I speak to everyone and everybody's got their own perspective. They're living in their own sort of parallel world. And so if it were me, I would ask myself, Archangel Michael, when you do your meditations or your prayers, ask him for some information, ask him for a message that you're going to get personally. And, you know, he is here to help fight, not fight, I don't want to say that word, fight, but what he wants to do is promote you know, positivity. He wants to promote self-confidence. He wants to promote people he wants to help people negate their fears and to really look at their fears for what they are. And so that's probably a big part of what you can work on in making your business successful is really squarely looking at the fear, bringing it up, talking about it, sorting it out, and so it's not some underlying kind of vibrations that's sitting with you and that you're carrying around with you and that you're sort of feeding into your business. Does that make sense?
Yes, that's great.
Okay. And, you know, what I would do, Han Pam, what I would do is get the Archangel Michael Oracle cards. I know Doreen Virtue, I have her deck. I mean, there's a lot out there. But getting his Oracle cards are great because sometimes when I'm feeling really, like, anxious, and not so much fear, like I'm scared, it's just like, oh, my God, am I making the right decision or not for this, blah, blah, blah. I just pull a card asking him for guidance, and it's always spot on. I mean, you know, it's just a great way of getting a quick answer.
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate
it. Awesome. Hey, good luck with that. And number 7 being that number for a business, especially such as yours, is really awesome. Best of luck for you on that one. That's awesome. You won't need luck.
So, Jen, I have a question and something that you had said earlier. Another, because she has a 7 and that's about going within, when she has decisions to make about her business, it would seem to me that instead of looking outside for all the answers, that she really needs to go within to do some meditation and to ask for her guidance because of,
you know,
the year
you
7.
You are so right on, Diana. And it's funny, you must have read my mind because the 7 is the number of going inward, and it's a number where you really want to take time to be by yourself. Say you were in a 7 year or you're a 7 personality, you need that inner reflection time. You need that quiet time. And so that would be great advice for Pam, to really make sure she takes the time to meditate and to be alone to contemplate so she can let the answer bubble up from the inside rather than looking on the outside.
Outside, right.
Yeah.
Well, thanks. That was a really good example of how numerology can affect our lives. And we'll be right back after a commercial break.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Would you like a way to grow your business without breaking your budget? Main Street Chamber is an organization of business professionals whose goal it is to further the interest of its members, to grow and to prosper. The single most important influence in this process of development among community business is in the connection. As a preferred business networking organization, we are focused on creating opportunities to connect with other entrepreneurs and to make important business contacts at local, state, and national levels. Main Street Chamber offers free lifetime membership, free admission to all events, free advertising for your business, and so much more. To find out more or to become a member, go to mainstreetchamber.org. How can we help your business grow? Are you in the rhythm of life? Are you ebbing and flowing with change? What prevents you from becoming everything you want to be? Diana Rinkhoff offers a compelling approach to traditional psychology by working with clients to understand and change their belief systems as a catalyst to personal and professional transformation. She will give you tools, insights, and guidance to change beliefs that may be holding you hostage. What limiting beliefs are holding you back from achieving all that you desire in life? Find out more about Diana and how she can help you at dianarankoff.com. Change your beliefs and change your life. Tune in on Mondays at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time to Life-Changing Insights with Diana Rinkhoff on the Tough Talk Radio Network at toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Welcome back. We've been learning so many things from Jen Young and how that we can use numerology in our life every day. I've also asked Paul Richter to join us on the show today, and Jen's going to stay with us. Paul Richter is one of my very best friends. He's a psychic. He has been on the show and talked about handwriting analysis. He can answer any of your psychic questions. And, you know, it's really wonderful to have your best friend as a healer and a psychic. So welcome to the show, Paul.
Thank you very much. I always enjoy your show.
Well, good. You know, I want to talk a little bit about the alternative world that's out there, and I think that it's no better place than with Jen. You have a very clear perspective of it, and Paul, you also do. You know, what I've tried to do on the show, there's been so many things that we've done, from handwriting analysis that you shared with us, Paul, to Angela Coughlin talked about journaling, especially during crisis. We've had Roughly Organic, Christina, sharing with us how to go raw while she runs one of the biggest co-ops. Kangen Water with Tim Flores. We've had Ayurvedic Medicine with Karuna. Sally brought to us shadow work, learning about the archetypes. Gail Condon talked to us about cranial sacral therapy. Those are just a few that I, you know, so many things are out there. And how do we help our clients find out that there is so many different things available to them today that work? So I pose that to Jim. You want to share, and then Paul?
Sure.
Oh, sure. I'll go first. I just think that, everybody gets a feel for who they're with, and everybody has a specialty. And I just think that we are drawn, you know, sort of automatically to what we like and what we feel works for us. And I really do enjoy that there are so many different things now, and so many things are accepted, like, you know, psychics and mediums. It's becoming, you know, almost like normal, which I'm so happy about. And all these sciences that are reviving, you know, having a revival like astrology and numerology. So for me, Diana, I do feel like, you know, what it is that is going to work for you, you kind of all are automatically drawn to people who can help you. So that's sort of my take on it.
I agree. Paul?
Well, one of the things that's happening really globally right now is that there's a number of different healing modalities and healers that are able to offer people instant relief for problems that Western medicine really cannot deal with. And that sounds like, you know, a really great fairy tale, but it's the truth. And we have people that are doing brain integration on children. As a matter of fact, Diana, you're getting certified with that. And, you know, after 8 hours or something of that, they don't have it anymore. I mean, these are lifetime changes that are made. And so I think this year, more than any other year that I've seen, people really need to look into other options that are out there, because there are just a tremendous amount of options, most of which won't hurt you if they don't work, and most of which are fairly instantaneous. So
you're right.
I encourage people. You've had really a great cross-section of people come on the show, and hopefully everybody made all the, you know, listened to all the shows, but it's very huge in the marketplace. I mean, right now, that alternative medicine is giving Western medicine a run for its money.
Yes, I. You know, one of the things is I watch the news. You know, there's been this huge media swing about flu shots. And then on Facebook, there's all these things that have come out about the vaccines. And, of course, I had Deborah Warner, who looked at the genetic testing, the DNA genetics behind. And it's clearly known that there's cancer cells, well, in the polio shots that we all got and may be laying dormant in our body. There is so much that Western medicine isn't telling us, but yet they run these ads about the flu shot, and we all run out there to get them. Well, the flu and vaccines can be done homeopathically.
there are alternatives to giving your children these vaccines. I know my daughter has a baby right now, and I've been trying to talk to her about, let's look into some alternatives, but yet we get scared because the media has so much to say about it. What's your thoughts, Jen?
Well, you know, this just happened to me because my we were just at the doctor's and they wanted to give my son a flu shot, and I said no, and they kind of act like you're crazy. But for me, it's a bit of a dilemma because I want to have faith and trust in what I'm hearing, you know, from the media and whatever source that they're getting it from. But I question everything because I know that trusting blindly is just out of the question now. And like I was talking about, it's the planets, the Saturn right now, Scorpio. Saturn is in Scorpio for the next 2.5 years, and that's going to bring up a lot of these issues that have been hidden. That's sort of what happens when these two planets come together. And actually, they came together back in the times of the Revolution, the American Revolution. That's the last time they were together in the sky like this. So it's going to be interesting. I mean, I know this is a bit broad, but as far as these things go with, you know, all these medical things that they're telling us and so much more, what they're not telling us that I'm hoping in the next 2.5 years is so much more is going to come to light. The truth, you know, will come to light. And I agree with you on questioning everything. I do.
Well, one of the things that I notice is that, you know, they don't also share the alternative point of view. And when they ever do a news cast on anything alternative, it's very distorted. And that's one of the things that, you know, led me to want to do this show, to get information to people so that they can actually make an alternative decision for themselves. I think that when we take our own health care, our own, you know, psychology, whatever, our own personal, all the parts of us, and we really understand, instead of blindly following someone who's giving us advice, it makes so much more sense. And that's what I've tried to do with the show. And Paul, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, research is very simple with the internet anymore, and it really is not very difficult for people to go out and research, you know, the doctor says you need to do this and this and this and this, to make yourself very informed about, first of all, what they're really telling you they're going to do, and second of all, to investigate. And I think it's a personal choice. I think some people will prefer to use Western medicine, but a lot of people are not doing that. And there's a lot of clinics and other facilities now that are including wellness care and alternative medicine in with their normal programs, and they're doing quite well. And I think people have to change their thinking about, you go to the doctor, he fixes it, and you go home, because frankly there's a whole lot of stuff out there that's, you know, not able to be fixed with Western medicine.
That's right. And those are some of the people I've had on my show. Helen Race did the EFT method with the emotional freedom technique. Ginger McCord was also an astrologer, as well as Kim Marie, evolutionary astrologer. So we got a lot of wisdom from both of them. We've had a series on meditation and all the different ways meditation can help you. We've done Anka Nowicki with bioenergetic research. She is also my teacher for 18 years. And helping to create an environment that we can go deeper to be receptive to life. And what does that mean? I think receptive to life, that, you know, as things come to us, that instead of pushing it away or saying, oh, that's not for me or I don't like it, to be receptive to what's happening in our life. We've had feng shui expert Maxine Kaiser, Enneagram with Judy Wilbur. The Enneagram is probably one of the most useful tools, but yet so overlooked. Lori Cornell, she did Awakening and Illuminating Our Heart, teaching us how to move into that sacred space in our heart. We've had Dr. Jacob Lieberman, who is an international pioneer in the field of light and vision. I mentioned Deborah Warner, who talked to us about genetic testing and how that
we actually can cure what is going to be our future. 5 years out, we can take this test and start making inroads to changing what's ahead for us. Cinda Jordan, who's the founder of the Center of Self-Discovery, she looks at pattern work, and I can't say enough about Cinda's work, because that is one of the things that I've used to make some of my breakthroughs. And so these are all alternatives that are out there. How do we get this word out? So, Jen, you're trying to do that.
Well, and I think that with the radio show, that is definitely an excellent platform for this, Diana. And I have my own radio show now because of you. You know, you gave me the inspiration to just go for it. And I like what Paul said, too. He's like, you know, there's so much out there that, and instead of it being sort of like an either or, you're either, you know, all holistic or you're all Western medicine. It's like there's a, why can't we integrate it? And I feel like this is the year, the sixth year that we're in is a year of integration, looking at all that we have available to us and not saying, oh, just that way or just this way, or I'm only a Democrat, I'm, you know, all Democrat or all Republican, that kind of thing. There's these polarities that we've experienced for many, many years. It's like, now let's soften it and let's all come to the middle and you know, and let's explore all that we have, you know, instead of this either or. And that's why I love your radio show, Diana, because you give a platform, you have a platform where people who are, you know, educated people in these different fields, you know, have a place to express what they do. And it's just a respected venue. And I feel very privileged to have been on here, you know, and able to share. So anyway, that's my sort of take on what you do being a radio show host.
Well, thank you very much. You know, one of the things that Paul is out of Colorado, but he was recently in Houston, and we went to visit a dear friend of ours who has had cancer for 40 years. 40
wow.
years. Can you even imagine? And there's been a change because the doctor that she's working with right now says that people who survive cancer, we need to look at it as a chronic illness, like making that change. And she recently had another tumor come up, and with the helpful hand of Paul, because he is a healer and does a lot of healing work. In fact, while he does a lot of psychic predictions, most of his work is doing healing. And her tumors began to shrink. And it's just amazing because she is using Western medicine, but yet the technology of having alternative medicine or, you know, some help in different ways. And I'm going to be working with her on maybe some long-held beliefs of not being able, well, she's being able to heal herself, obviously, after 40 years, but maybe to let go of the cancer. There's a lot of alternatives that she uses that have actually helped her survive. And she was the person who introduced me to this whole realm of alternatives back 30 years ago. But she has been doing this for 40 years. Can you even imagine?
That's just amazing. And I feel like she's, if you don't mind, I'll interject. She is someone who is actually a way shower for the rest of us. She has, I feel she, you know, agreed to have this condition so she can actually survive all these years and show people it's a way of life. It's how you live your life. It's what you do day to day that, you know, will determine whether you're going to survive or not, you know, and how you will survive, you know. She's
right.
Just an amazing way shower, a light worker herself. I believe that.
Yes, I do too. And Paul, you can also comment because you've been so instrumental in helping Gail.
You know, as a healer, obviously the person has to be involved, just like, my healing to me is a spiritual gift. And when the person's involved, it just works really, really well. I mean, these two spots that they thought they found, they can't even find them now on an MRI. And so they're going like, well, we don't know what happened to them. And, you know, you try to tell Western medicine, well, I had an alternative healer shrink them into oblivion. They don't really get that. But one of the other things that's happened in this last year, I've learned how to cure Lyme's disease, and there is no Western cure for that. And so there's a lot of alternative healers out there that have been given a gift that allows them to work on a specific disease or on a whole bunch of diseases. And people just, they need to educate themselves because you literally can incur instant change.
That is true. And that's what I do. And I want to talk a little bit about my new endeavor because I'm really excited. Barb Ambrosic was on the show. She is a friend of Paul's, and she introduced Crossinology to me. And immediately upon hearing it, I knew that it was my next step. And since then, I've gone off to the first set of training. Crossinology was developed by Susan McCrossin, and she's in Boulder, Colorado, but she did most of her early work in Australia and then subsequently here in the United States. And she actually teaches, and this is using, and this is not healing, but it is using techniques with applied kinesiology and acupressure to actually rewire the brain. And it actually cures, not just helps, but cures ADD, ADHD. It can be used for, we think of learning disabilities of just children with AD and ADHD, but there are so many different kinds of learning disabilities. There's also when we have an accident or have a surgery, part of our body is kind of disconnected from our brain, and she uses muscle integration to reset the brain to acknowledge that part of our body that has been shut down. This technology is amazing. My friend Nan Lockwood and my sister Susan Couples and I have been undergoing the training, and we have all been doing things for over 20 years, and we think it is the most astounding work we have ever seen. And so that is my new direction. And why it is so wonderful is because when I work with people's belief systems, her technology actually can take you deeper on those belief systems. And so we can actually clear out. I want to give an example of I figured out something from my childhood this week, and then I subsequently got sick. I had a lot of, Paul was here. I was sick. And he was trying to heal me, and he did a pretty good job, but I couldn't quite let go of it. And so yesterday I ran over to Nan's very quickly, and we did the release on the problem that I had figured out in my childhood, and immediately I started getting better. Now, we don't realize that all of our illnesses are due to something emotional. And that, if anything, I want to get through to everyone out there. When we clear the emotion, we can also clear our body. And I think that is so amazing. And I know that Jen helps, you know, in so many ways to figure out those things. And Paul acts to heal them or to give us insight. And there is so much available. So I encourage you to re-listen to some of the practitioners that have been on, or all of them. And to really reach out, you know, everyone will spend time with you and explain what they do and to see if it's right for you. I know I do a lot of consultations, and I encourage you to really reach out to these people. So, Jen, I would like to hear what you have to say as your parting words, and Paul also, because we're coming to an end of a year of what I consider a great gift in my life.
Wow, and I'm very grateful for this opportunity, and I know that this year, being a sixth world year, we're nurturing and caring for the ones we love is going to be a high priority, and also nurturing ourselves is going to be a high priority, so I'm very happy about that. And Diane, just thanks for the opportunity to share what I love to talk about most, and it is numerology, astrology, and angels. I'm very grateful, and if anybody wants to contact me, my website is JenYoung888. blogspot.com. It's 1NJENYUNG888.blogspot.com. So if anybody wants to contact me and learn more, I'm here and I'm happy to talk to you all. Thank you so much, Diana.
Thank you. And Paul, we have 1 minute, so please give us a quick.
My 1 minute is a very special thank you for you coordinating and bringing all these people and exposing, you know, to the public the people that you have. They've all been wonderful practitioners, and I sincerely hope that everyone appreciates it, how much effort it took, because I know it did. And it's always been a pleasure to be on your show.
Thank you very much. I want to leave you with a quote. Go confidently in the direction of your dreams. Live the life you've imagined. And I encourage you to find out about all the different alternatives that are out there. And I am signing off with Life Changing Insights with Diana Rinkoff for now. Have a great day.
This has been another edition of Life Changing Insights with Diana Rinkoff, brought to you by Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest of Life Changing Insights, please go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.